guy. Mic's not on. He's fucking talking a big one. As soon as the mic goes up, please, God, let's not make a joke of this. Nancy,
hey,
Sharani, I'm sorry.
Shit.
Hey, bro, shit.
Dude, I banged some, it's funny, you just reminded me of some Persian chick I banged after my first wife.
Yeah, what was that like, a turducken?
Dude, how did we not cover, oh my God, I'm so pissed that we didn't cover fucking turducken. How do you do a fucking Madden show and, dude, nobody mentioned the word turducken?
Yeah, it's a good
question.
That's on me. But yeah, what about this Persian chick, bro? What did you, like a 69 thing? Shish kebabbed her face or what?
No, but yeah, she was fucking, yeah.
You put some shawarma.
She's interesting. No, she wanted me to like get real serious and shit and like was like slow on the cum, that it was just a fucking.
What?
That she was just a cum dumpster. Like,
what do you
mean? She wanted to get like serious. She wanted to like date. And I wouldn't fucking date her with your dick, bro. Like,
but how does that.
How does it work?
Yeah, like what was she doing? What was the thing?
No, just wanted to do like the dating thing, like the more official things, like, you know.
She got a.
She wanted to be seen with you in daylight.
Go on, yeah. Go
was she
on
weird
date.
Looking?
No.
Did she have a beard?
No.
No. Well, yeah. Why
she
were you
shaved before me? No, I just what, dude? I had a time after my first marriage that I just
was
out
slut?
To have fun for sure. Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
What was your strategy? Like, what would you do?
Dude, I'm a you know. Close them without letting them know they're being closed. But I mean, dude,
isn't that called rape? That's what Bill Cosby used to say.
No, man.
I close them without them being known.
Plus,
I'd,
you know how many
them
chicks I fucking nailed off of weed, bro? Like,
dude, how much is there a serious weed pussy?
Dude, I used to go into strip clubs and shit, and I'd have like a big glass jar full of like the dankiest shit, and I'd just crack it a little bit before I go back there for a fucking lap dance. And yeah.
And then, so what? How does it work? You crack it open?
Just crack it, and then they're fucking, when they're grinding on you, they're like, oh shit, like, that shit smells crazy. And if they puff, it's kind of a wrap.
So how many puffs before they puff on yours?
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
a couple bowls.
Yeah.
Bro, it's not even, dude, I went and lived in a house with two of my buddies after my first marriage. And this was, two of my friends got this house and it was like a 4-bedroom house. And they let all the friends know ahead of time. Like, yeah, we have extra bedrooms, but nobody's coming to live with us. Like, this is our spot.
Right.
I get fucking divorced and I'm like chilling at the place that my wife moved out of. I'm like, even though we, whatever it was, I just fucking was just chilling, doing nothing.
Right.
So I hit my boys up. I'm like, oh, I gotta fucking, let me come stay there. You know, like, oh, I need to be around my friends and shit.
Right.
We went there. There was this, dude, I got in trouble for trying to bring two fucking porn stars back to the house one night. And ended up going to one of their apartments. And the first thing I see when I walk in, this chick fucking has a giant box with Fleet on the side, right? Like, we walk into her front door at her apartment. Basically, we leave the bar. I call my boy calls me, who's one of the people at the house, and he's like, you're not bringing back those fucking porn stars to our house. And I was like, and they heard me. And the girl who was driving, she's like, oh, don't worry, honey. We'll take you back to our place. I'm like, click.
What kind of a fucking like, what kind of people are they? Like, who's going, like, don't bring a porn star to this house?
Yeah.
Were you living with Mormons?
Too dirty. No, bro. Just one of my buddies has always been, like, weird like that. You know, strippers.
He just hates. He's allergic to sex and pussy.
I guess, yeah.
So what happened?
So, anyways, I went back to this fucking chick's pad. I can't remember her name, which was the one that I met first. But her friend was Gia Paloma. Have you ever seen fucking? Go check her out, dude. These chicks were working for a company where they got fucking abused, dude. Like, that chick had a big box of Fleet because she was fucking king of taking it up the fucking ass, and yeah, bro, there was blow, there was fucking threesome action, there was all kinds of shit.
Don't bring that porn star in my house.
Dude, it was the best
thing around ever.
If that hot chick who will do anything in bed sets foot in this house,
bro,
you're out of here.
Yeah.
And make sure that girl with the real big tits never shows her face over here again.
Dude. The one that swallows, if I see her in the front porch, out on your ear you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Right.
At first.
What kind of a friend is that? In the oven you go.
Matt? Keep all those bad bitches away from me.
Yeah.
And away from my house. Yeah. Only no hot chicks
Dude,
over here.
Only was... frigid women around here, my friend.
That was
Just
the
bring
best
more dudes
thing.
Over.
Right. Dude. Can you bring an old frigid lady?
Want to go to Sausage Fest.
That was the best thing ever to ever happen to me, that I answered my phone. It was loud enough that she could hear. Because it was like, oh, we're going to send this dude back to that house with some fucking stories. And they did. Yeah. It was good times, man.
So, God damn it, man. What the fuck?
God damn it, man.
We ready, Sean?
I'm ready.
Light that shit
you
up,
You fucking
G.
ready?
Play that shit, G.
I got all that shit recorded.
Oh, yes, my friend. It's all, that's the precursor. You better tell Scrambled Megs to stay off that shit, bro. Ruining Schwartz's life one day at a time.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. I'm your certified, qualified West Side host, Steve Lucky Luciano. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You've tuned into the greatest show on earth. It's Hard Luck Show coming at you from the Pico Youth and Family Center in Santa Monica, California. Stuvo Raza.
Stagats.
Next to me, my co-host, my partner, that mad motherfucking Indian. There he is. There he is.
Shumahan Bone, elegant barbarian. Southern Californian. American Indian, the sadistic one from the dark side. Join the dark side, you puke, and wake the fuck up. It's New Year's and we're recording. We ain't sleeping off no hangover. We ain't fucking crying in our pillows because our friends have porn stars coming over.
Oh, no. Man, it got way.
We fucking go hard, and we go hard every day, and we only get harder. You better watch out, veiny cock in your face.
A la verga!
A la verga! Yeah!
A la verga,
a la
puto!
Verga!
And on sound, on blue eyes,
Sean Lewis, certified audio. Certified audio professional is Jin Lee.
Carol Ann, go towards the light.
Yeah.
Alavega. Alavega. Alavega, mama.
And showrunner extraordinaire, Mr. Brian Schwartz.
Dude, yeah. Fucking kill it with that taxi music, man.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, it's a little bit different flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow, Kenny G on the sax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's where.
And on visuals.
I want to live.
And on visuals, Ali.
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Hey, yeah. We got Ali on visuals today, you guys.
We should make it like... Like
you know
real,
what?
Real mellow.
Sure. Hey, you know what, man, Ali? I am. Ali when I see you, bro, over here doing your thing, man, I love it, brother. I love it, man. I'm so glad you're part of this team, man. You bring a lot to it, man. Thank you. Thank you for the good work you do. Yes. Chumon always laughing.
It's not funny, man.
It's not funny.
You get that condescending laugh.
Yeah. What you laughing
I'm a
about,
condescending
boy?
Motherfucker. What do you want me to tell you?
So,
the song playing in his head.
Sean, day. What's going on?
Yeah, Sean, what's going on?
Oh,
what's
up, Biden? You know, just sitting here chilling. We're about to do a show.
Yeah. The old egghead dick motherfucking. What's his name?
What?
That motherfucker's egghead name.
Dick?
Prince Andrew?
No, the motherfucker that was Epstein.
Epstein.
Oh, I saved that one. I saved that little portion of that video when they're fucking telling him. Yeah, I knew it was him because he's got the head shaped like an egg and it's long. Remember that part? I keep that fucking clip from the Epstein documentary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from his dick.
And they're describing the dick, dude.
It looked like
Did
that testimony what did they say?
No. Yeah, it's a documentary. Yeah.
I didn't watch that. The one on Netflix? Dude. I didn't watch it.
Oh, bro. Anyway, it's news because Ghislaine Maxwell got convicted guilty on all five counts.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
That's why he's bringing it up. Not for any other reason. He's bringing it up because...
That bitch, huh?
She got
found out. Hey. She got caught.
Hey, but she's kind of a ride or die.
I'm just looking for the clip so I can give it to you.
Wait, but hold on. Hey, would you not say? I mean, she's a ride or die. Her fucking guy that she's staying loyal to is dead.
Yeah.
She
well,
fucking kept her mouth shut.
Well,
so far.
Did she not?
I don't know. You mean, did she keep her mouth shut? I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. First of
all, we don't know. None of us know.
The question is, you're right. To a certain extent, first of all, whether she was ever Epstein's actual girlfriend is up in the air. But they were crimeys. They were crime partners.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not even going to deface the name crimey by calling them that. I'm going to say that they were people who were up to fucking shenanigans with underage girls.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, this trial, right? But you're right. She didn't. But what could she spill? The guy was dead.
All right, you can watch this real quick.
You can watch.
Watch this.
All right. Steve producing. Put it up to the mic. Put it up to the mic. Steve producing, and here we go. Steve producer, Steve
start it over
Luciano.
Yes. Okay, let me start from the beginning, guys.
Start from the beginning. Meanwhile, has anyone heard from
I can't hear anything because you won't stop talking.
All right, you're right.
Shh.
Sir, one witness described your penis as oval-shaped and claimed when erect, it was thick towards the bottom, but was thin and small towards the head portion.
Look at his face.
Egg shape.
Look. He is so pissed off he walks away, bro.
His face.
But
did you ever describe my dick in detail?
He starts like kind of laughing at first.
He didn't deny it.
At first he starts like grinning. He thinks it's funny. And the grin slowly starts turning and everybody laughing at him.
It gets thin and small at the top.
Like an egg.
Dude, like an egg.
Like a Russian egg.
I'm mad with these people.
So can you imagine?
It's thick at the bottom. He's like, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Gets small and thin at the
it's
top.
Backwards, guys. It's all thick at the top and small at the bottom. It looks like
a triangle, right?
Why is it upside down? I was born upside down. Book is like upside down pear. Imagine that.
He's like,
I know that motherfucking deformed motherfucking cock anywhere.
There's only one guy that's got an egg shaped cock.
Upside down fucking potato head.
It looks like you could open it up and pull pantyhose out of it.
Like a can opener, the fucking thing.
It looked like deodorant.
Like an albino rat.
It looked like that old school fucking whatever deodorizer that you'd open up and that gel shit out of there.
Got a kickstand of its own.
All right, listen, let me. But what's interesting is what kind of shit are you into where the shape of your dick and its description is part of a public record?
Wow. Think about that. That's forever.
Right. That's forever.
You gotta, it's small, and it's thick at the thing.
I think even with Clinton, they just described his cigar, right? They didn't even describe his dick.
No, think about that. You're so involved in weird sex shit that grown adults who have licenses
are saving your fucking trial on their phone.
Are describing your penis. Would you agree, sir, that it looks like the shape of Italy with the weird crook at the tip? We've heard reports that your penis looks like Karl Marx. Is that true? Is that true?
Unbelievable.
But so anyway, so Ghislaine got 5 years, conspiracy, five counts, found guilty. And it was kind of scary a little bit because sometimes when the juries take a long time to deliberate and they start asking for definitions, when they ask the judge, like, hey, what? How do you define conspiracy and all that stuff? Sometimes that doesn't sound
that's
a good.
Not a good thing.
No, because they're like, what do you define?
Isn't it true they say the longer the jury takes, the better it is for the accused?
Yeah, better for the defense for sure.
Right.
Better for the defense for sure. Like if they come back after 20 minutes, like guilty.
They're hanging them.
There was not even a question. we didn't even need to deliberate.
Right.
So they come back. So she's facing 65 years.
Where have they been holding her? Because I feel like if she was in a men's prison, if it was a man, this you'd have been Epstein.
Bro,
they would already got that motherfucker.
I guarantee you they're keeping her under crazy security, bro.
Okay, listen, you guys need to think about this, you guys. Well, I'm going to back up a second because I know that Chumon also has a lot of opinions. opinions. Like, people have a lot of opinions of whether this guy was killed or did he get killed or how. And just, let me tell you guys something. From the beginning of this thing, when it all started going south, or probably prior to it going south, there was two liabilities. There wasn't one. There was two. Everybody knows that she was, if not more, but right. There's definitely two. So whatever they did to Epstein, when they did it, how they did it, however that went down, trust and believe that they know they still have her to deal with. Or how that plays out. Maybe they're like, maybe they were able to access her before him. One of them has to go because one of them's going to be left that we're not. Once one of them goes, we're not going to get it the second one. You right. get what I'm saying?
For sure.
That was already known.
Right.
Going into the whole thing.
Now, but he actually was the one who had sex with underage women. So
wait,
would be
wait,
referred
wait,
to.
Wait,
no?
wait,
but I'm talking
wait,
more
wait,
about
wait.
Information that he's holding on
no.
to.
No. Right? She definitely had sex with these underage girls.
Okay, there you
She's
go.
Definitely. In fact, one of the victims was like, yeah, she pulls you in, and the next thing I know, they're both assaulting me.
But Juman, don't okay. you think that whatever happened with Epstein, if somebody else
go ahead.
made that happen, they were clear that they still got another liability out there, and that if they do anything to him, the opportunity of getting their hands on the other ones are going to be slim to none.
Yeah, I.
That,
they
you don't
might
think
have figured
that
she'd
was already figured out.
This is what
might
I think. This
shot.
Is what I think. This is what I think.
It might have been. It might have been, bro.
Right.
No, no. That's... This is what I think. This is really what I think. Definitely a warning shot.
Yes.
Okay, for sure. But also maybe the prime guy, right? It's not just a warning shot. They
right.
took out a guy who might be crazy enough to let the information out because he's like, fuck it.
That's a big hope if you're planning on using him as an example.
So.
I think that's...
So, and in earlier sessions, you got to remember, they had Ghislaine under observation discreetly for a very long time. So when she was hiding out in New Hampshire, even if she's really hiding out in New Hampshire, was she hiding out in New Hampshire because somebody said, don't worry, we're not going to pick you up? Because why wouldn't she leave the United States? Why wouldn't she motherfucker?
Or was she following directions of exactly where she's supposed to go?
So what I'm saying is, because there's also reports from the media that were not allowed in her initial arraignment and all that, that you could hear her screaming from the courtroom, how the fuck could this happen? How was this happening? Like, she was in shock that she was just been yanked in and arrested and being put up on charges. Now, one could infer from that that she did have an arrangement.
Right. This ain't part of the deal.
I stayed in the United States. I was in New Hampshire. I didn't go anywhere like you said, don't go anywhere. You told me it was all going to be okay.
Right, right.
Now all of a sudden my ass is on the fucking firing line. How the fuck could this happen?
Well,
Epstein got clipped.
Epstein gets clipped.
That'll
and the next one to go is going to be the fall guy. You're going to take all this.
Yep.
You ain't just taking it. You're going to take everything.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you another thing. Now, we still are approaching this as this, if it's Epstein, Ghislaine, and their like friends and their little conspiracy, right? And almost like the U.S. government's not somehow a part of this. We're approaching it like
yes.
that.
Yes, you're right.
Right? Now, you right. also got to think about, because there's also the royal house of Windsor is sucked up into this fucking thing,
yeah.
right? Prince Andrew. So let me ask you this. Yeah. Those fucking Brits, MI6, James Bond, how much do you want to bet M told James Bond, like, look, we're going to have to kill this fucking Epstein because...
Yeah, of course.
Right? And the FBI keeps trying to get Prince Andrew to fucking cooperate, and Prince Andrew keeps pretending like he is, but somehow he never makes that little crossing of the Atlantic to answer questions to the FBI. How's that? I mean, you know a lot of tough motherfuckers. How many guys have the fucking cojones to cock block the FBI and not get extradited, right?
Yeah.
How many? So you could say, well, maybe. Now, some people say Epstein was a plant from the Mossad.
Right.
Have you heard that, Schwartz?
For sure.
And
yeah.
what do you think about that?
That he was a plant from the Mossad, and basically his whole operation was to get dirt on these important, influential people around the world.
Right. And you remember that scene from The Godfather? You remember that scene from The Godfather when he goes in with that senator and that's he wants cold. That license, and the senator's like,
yeah, and they set him up.
Yeah, and then next thing, and the senator's like, you know, gives him this crazy deal, and then, you know, Michael Corleone says to him, here's my offer, nothing. Right? And the guy laughs in his face and tells him,
and
you
he
and
wakes
your...
up with a fucking dead prostitute next to him.
That's right, and you know, he can't remember anything. Next thing you know, he's their best friend. So whether it's the Mossad, whether it's the Americans, whether it's the Brits, or all three, we don't really know. Mm. And another thing you're going to find...
So you're thinking that this isn't just some fucking dude who likes young chicks and started doing this and got a chick and it started growing and he had some... You think this was all built?
I think it's what you said, which I think makes the most sense. Mm. He really did like underage girls, right? And he started working in certain circles and became an opportunity that they groomed and grew and
they
helped.
Got at him when they started seeing it.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's with Victoria's Secret mogul.
I agree with that. That's, right? That's what I think. Yeah.
So
started off as one thing and they quickly saw, oh, man.
Because Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was like the British owner of the British Style Inquirer.
And he died
mysteriously on a yacht.
He was died mysteriously on a yacht, and then... they've gone so far as to say in a bunch of specials, it's not news to anybody, that her father was known to be threatening and blackmailing and was involved in all sorts of people brought charges against him that he was blackmailing. If you didn't do what he said or work with who he wanted you to work with, he'd publish dirt on you.
Yep.
And that was like his thing.
Yep. And the Inquirer.
And wielded it.
And like Trump and the Inquirer worked that same way.
Oh, big time.
Right? They got real dirt that if you really heard... you'd run some of these celebrities out on a rail. But then they go, look, we'll publish that, or you give us a great story about, you know, give us some insight into your guys' marriage, and then we'll fucking let, we won't talk about the fact that you like fucking chopping heads off of babies and burying them in the woods.
Right.
Okay.
We'll leave that part out.
Yeah. So, right? So, she gets, so now you got to ask yourself, well, they allowed her to get prosecuted. The trial went on. Now, one of the things that people have been murmuring about is that the Justice Department let those two guards that they were under indictment for allowing Epstein to commit suicide or be murdered, they're not going to prosecute them.
Wait, somebody back up. Say that again.
While this trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is going on and sucking up some of the news space around December 15th.
Yes.
Department of Justice, let the judge know, prosecutori. We're not going to prosecute the two jail guards that had fallen asleep playing Tetris and fucking Epstein and fucking
That's it right there, though, man. There it is there.
Yeah, but also with
that's
Epstein.
All they needed to get off. If they could put it on them and then get them off, now it's gone. It's done.
Well, right. With Epstein dead, her bargaining chip is gone.
Well, no. Now that she's... now they're saying...
the most of it.
Well,
and
now
I want to know where the bodies are buried.
Now, they have the flight logs. They have the three-ring binders. And she can give up a lot of dirt. The question is, what dirt do they want?
Right.
Yeah.
And how can she get out of 65 years? Now, don't forget, my man, they prosecuted Bill Cosby on fucking rape pills. And he appealed it and got out like 3 or 4 years later. Remember that? Bill Cosby holding hands with the victory sign like it was a civil rights thing because they fucking appealed it on some technicality. Well, they got, you know, fucking Mr. Picture Pages out of the motherfucking jail. And he was like, ha ha! I told you. I said I was innocent. It's like, hey, you're not innocent, bro. It was a technicality. Don't get crazy. So there's some people that are thinking that.
Yo, Cosby's out of prison. This motherfucker's raping everybody, and he's out of prison.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's probably back in business.
And all of a sudden, he started seeing again once he really
Yeah, he no longer needed a walker. He was moonwalking down the fucking hill. He punched the sheriff right in the face.
Man, dude.
And he walks out there with a female lawyer, bro.
Right.
Talk about
Eli Lilly.
Talk about selling your soul to the devil, bro.
They got Eli Lilly's doing new photos with fucking Bill Cosby. Like, listen, our pills are the best. Yeah, Big Pharma's using them for fucking. Now look, they got a combo, Viagra and fucking cat tranquilizer. You get it in a pack. It's called the Cosby pack. Now look, The thing is that is that so some people, and dude, some people are saying Weinstein might be getting out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did he
and
get?
And hey, by the way, he's no longer got a walker. remember when they were prosecuting him? He was like, he
how
was
long
like,
did Weinstein get? How long did they get?
I mean, I don't know. 60
he
years,
went from the
like,
most brash guy in Hollywood, Mr. I'll fucking destroy your career, to fucking hobbled ass walking.
Right, Benjamin
corner.
Button, dude. He was like fucking hobbling. Like, he couldn't barely walk.
He brought the makeup guy like, in, make me look all fucked up.
Now he's
up.
Playing tennis in federal prison.
Right, he's pickleball. Anyway, so Ghislaine Maxwell might get out, but she's facing 65 years. Now, she can either work with the prosecution, get some credit for it, or she could do some appeals. Of course, her people are like saying, we're going to do some appeals. Now
wait,
look.
Man, I got one more option.
Go ahead.
How about they tell her, yeah, let us find you. We're going to find you guilty on all this shit. Yeah, it's going to be all bad.
Let you out the
and
back
in
door.
About 4 years, yep. 3 years, yep. We've got this thing that they're going to, you know, and you just got to, you know, can never be back in this state again type thing. And be like, okay, I'll sit down for the 4 or 5 and eat this. And we're going to set you up real good. We got you all taken care of.
Right, and they've already had the trial, open and shut, it's closed. No more reopening, no more evidence, no more need to bring in.
So how about if that's one? Then she'll be like, oh, okay.
A lot of the witnesses that she that her team said that they were going to bring in, somehow they didn't come in to testify. So now all that information's sealed up. And they created a victim fund, and I don't know how it works yet, but a lot of the girls don't have to, and they say this, they don't have to go through the litigation to get the money they should have been entitled to for what happened to them. So somebody up top probably was like, tell you what, we'll run this and we'll set up a fund. We don't want to have, because this guy fucking raped like thousands of chicks, women,
right?
Underage
right.
girls. So these girls come forward with all these attorneys looking for a payday. Who knows what can of worms they're going to open up? How do we make sure that we seal that off so we don't have a problem? Let's make a victim fund. And they can not have to go through the horror of litigation, remembering all the shit that happened to them. And we'll give them each $1 million. And they sign a thing that says, we're done. And now all those records don't come into play. Because you don't want one guy like Sal Lucchese, who's like a fucking PI guy, gets a hold of one of the victims, talks her into a massive thing. And he's just one of those fucking chiselers that he pulls out a fucking subpoena from a maid or a chauffeur. Or whatever, that says, oh, yeah, I saw fucking Bill Clinton was there with his wife, and they were fucking doing 69 and crazy shit with kids. They don't want any of that problem. Right? That's just hypothetical. I don't know any of that. I'm just saying. So how do you shut it all up? You're going to have to pay them money. And they don't want to go through the litigation. They don't want to deal with that. So we'll shut it all up, and we'll give them Maxwell. So, and you can hear victims talk about it. They were, like, so happy she finally faced justice and got knocked off her shit. We'll take it, Maxwell. We'll have 4 or 5 of them come on, the ones that everybody already knows about. Maxwell will call this all a bunch of bullshit. We'll let her defense team bring in whoever. They don't; those witnesses never make it, right? Somebody probably talked to the witnesses and said, listen, don't come. Don't come. You don't want to get into this. We don't want this to go any longer than it has to. Shut down the prosecution against the guards that let Epstein die. She goes away for a little while, just long enough for the news cycles to go a bunch of times, and then maybe she gets out of some weird technicality, but the money's all out and everything's closed up.
Yep. Well, she's got deep pockets though, right? Like you can trace her money.
She's actually, well, does she have deep pockets? Epstein had the deep pockets. She doesn't necessarily have the deep pockets.
And where's, you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Is that somebody poses a question? Where's all that money at?
Well,
what happened to all his money? Who's got that?
Right. Well, you know that there's a trust and it's got a ton of the money in it and she's applied to the trust. Ghislaine Maxwell applied to the trust to pay for her lawyers. From her position, it's like, well, I mean,
it's his fucking problem.
Yeah,
his
what did I do?
Right.
I got some of this shit on me. I was just hanging out.
Just some guy I was working for.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Guy gave me a helicopter. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Well, that's a big thing with him, man.
He gave me a helicopter with a bed installed in it.
Dude, the thing with his real estate in New York, the most at the time, or I don't know if it still is, the most expensive property in entire New York City. But there was no way he could have had money to pay for it. That's the one thing that always keeps me thinking that he's propped up by a government.
Well, me and
we
were talking about exactly. Me and Schumann talked about that exactly.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've set this all up,
how do you have that island and that place out there in New Mexico? I'm like, how, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You know, build airports and all that shit. Like, just with my own shit. You have to have the.
You even need regulatory shit,
right, dude? Right.
Think about that.
Like, people have to help you to do that.
And, dude, think about this. They had some of the most expensive properties in London.
Right.
That's big money, bro.
So that's why it tends to let you think that this is not about Epstein. Epstein is one piece
of...
He's
just the face.
So, okay. So now we turn to Prince Andrew. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I watched this full interview just recently. Okay.
Yeah.
And the thing is I was like, man, this is an interrogation. He doesn't want to fucking talk to the FBI, but he's going to talk to the BBC.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, dude, Steve Haas.
I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I got
to
watch this.
How many times have you been in an interrogation situation?
I need to get a piece of gum.
Blue Eyes, where's your gum?
I've been in a lot of interrogation situations.
Right. I mean, do you think that you could get... Well, go get your gum. I'll fucking save this.
Come on.
But this thing is so amazing because I want to talk about this. First of all, Big Lux has been... He's beaten raps and he's gone down in raps. And he's had to fucking be interrogated by the police. In fact, there was a misunderstanding involving some chairs, right? And he was on his fucking game. He was like, look, those guys let us borrow them. I don't know, the guy with the Noah shirt. He said it was borrowed. And that's what we did. And that's the truth, by the way.
That is the truth.
So he's talked a million times to people in authority. And the Prince Andrew, when you watch this, it might actually give you a sense of what's really at stake here. It might give you a sense of just how many governments might be involved. Like, how is it that...
Why? Gotta, judging by his arrogance or his answer?
Just watch it. Like,
watch it. Okay.
How many... How? Let me put it to you this way. What are the chances that Prince Andrew goes anywhere and the queen and the government doesn't know where he is?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think there's a decent chance of it.
Why? Why do you think that?
Well, because the monarch, I think, is, from all reporting, is kind of... The queen used to kind of rule with an iron hand and used to have to get clearance, but I think a lot of the kids are out on their own now.
Well, let's snap that right in the fucking butt.
Let's do it.
Because why the fuck would Harry and Meghan leave and have to resign and give up certain things and come to the United States if it was like, oh, they don't know, they don't do anything?
Fucking liars.
And
he's
why,
not nearly as public as those two are, though. That's a difference.
No. Listen. Oh, you're right. They're not as, well, I don't know now. Right. But look, let me put to you this way. So not only do, if you want to, don't have to play by the rules of the British Isles and the Queen, you're going to have to give up everything, sign it off, and you got to move the fuck out. That's what they did. Second piece, how come the Queen still gets a briefing from the Prime Minister every week? How much private property do you think the Queen owns in England?
20% of all property.
Right. So if the Queen
really?
Said easily, if the Queen, she even owns the Isle of Man, she owns outright. It's hers. Like, that's a private possession, and it has its own currency. It's not even linked up with the British banks. So where all of her money goes and all the other stuff, there's a piece where nobody gets to see. Not even the British government. Well, that's when I say it's the real mafia. That is the real mafia. That's a serious. Now, what are the chances that if the Queen wants to pull the trigger, let's say, and help a democratically elected official, she can do so through opening doors, making the BBC cover things a certain sort of way, allow property to be used for certain special events, you know, all that stuff, right? And if she doesn't like your fucking face, how easy is it for her to kind of like turn off the right the influence? Like over here, Bill Gates, whatever that guy from Las Vegas, whatever that dude's name was, what's his name?
Oh,
Elon Shelton.
So, yeah.
Right? Those type of big money people can kind of fuck up your political career real easy. Well, anyway, so that's why I don't believe that they don't have any power. And why would British military intelligence still protect them and cover them? And does she get any briefings from them?
I'm sure she does. If she
all right, so I watched this thing, all right? And this thing is insane. And I want to see Steve, because Steve, you've seen a lot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Criminal dudes,
bring it in. All right, here we go.
July of this year, Epstein was arrested on charges of sex trafficking and abusing.
Look at that face, Steve. Does that look like an innocent or a guilty man to you right there?
Right now, he's still up in the air.
Okay, thank you.
Dozens of underage girls. One of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, has made allegations against you. She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you.
Dancing with you.
Mm-hmm. No. And you profusely sweating, and that she went on to have bath, possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat.
That's a lie right there. The whole way he presented it, how he stuttered.
Why? Explain that.
Because if he really did have that, he wouldn't have to stutter. He, like, primped it all up to say it so matter-of-factly. An accident.
There's a problem.
I don't even know how to say it, but I have this thing. It's so funny.
I have this weird medical condition.
So funny that I have this. See, here's the... So,
yeah, it couldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened. My doctor.
Right. The way he went about it.
Watch even his reaction.
The way he went about it.
Yeah.
Ding. There's one lie. So
right.
Far.
That's what I immediately felt that.
Okay.
Especially when she said that you were profusely sweating and he gives this embarrassed, like, weird smile, like an ape smile. Like
listen. When somebody, you want to be able to have an arsenal of truths that you can dangle out like that, really nonchalantly and like.
But how many pictures do you think they could find of this guy sweating?
That's ding number one.
Sean, is this a true or a lie that he can't sweat?
I have no idea.
Mr. Neutral. Look at him, the arbitrator. Okay.
You. She was very specific about that night.
I just love watching his face.
She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have...
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I
you say what
peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was I didn't sweat at the time.
Let him. This motherfucker, you don't go. Wait. Oh, yeah. Like, you don't do that on camera, dude. Like, this is all bullshit so far.
Look at his face. I mean, this is a face of a man in pain.
He's like, whoa. There's a pro.
Like, his mouth won't let him lie. His mouth, he is trying to tell the lie.
He's a horrible liar, bro.
Dude,
wait, is he sweating right now?
Hold on. Yeah. He's trying to tell a lie, and his mouth is like, yo, bro, we ain't going to cooperate. Like, we won't let you do this shit. Look at that face. I did not have sex.
I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at. And I simply, it was almost impossible
Stop
for me to...
Stop a minute, man. Stop a minute, man.
Overdose on adrenaline.
I suffered an overdose of adrenaline.
Hey, listen.
Have you ever heard that before?
Never.
Yeah, me either.
Like, okay. Yeah, motherfucking wing got blown off my motherfucking jet.
I thought I'm gonna
be a little bit fucking concerned.
You just get tired.
This is the hardest thing for him to deal with, right? First of all, he's British royal. So what does he mean really shot at, right? Like in the Falklands War.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, when they read the traumatic. Right, I was safely in a bunker when they read the report that someone got shot at, and my word, my dopamine channels were fried, and I haven't been able to sweat since.
Where was? There probably wouldn't take much for a royal to fucking have an overdose of adrenaline. Like, what did they do?
Like, I'm wondering, like.
Listen, when I was a hero in the war, remember that?
He brings that in. Let me just drop that in. I'm a war hero.
Isn't it true that you were sweating profusely on an underage girl? Listen, let me tell you about the war where I was a hero.
Yeah, dude.
I got PTSD, and I can't sweat.
Right.
Right?
Like,
I feel bad for him already.
Are you fucking bringing all these, we're asking you questions, and you're like, legitimizing the answer before you say it, you're gonna give us the backstory of it.
His head is kind of like egg shaped, like fucking dick.
And he's definitely small at the top and fat at the bottom.
Look at his fucking jowls. His fucking...
Brett, on that particular day that we now understand is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to Pizza Express.
Yeah, he's going to bring his kids all up in it.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking.
What is this thing that the British do with an R when there's no R? Pizza. Pizza Express. Not pizza. It's pizza.
I didn't even hear that.
Listen to it.
It's an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been to Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly. As soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh, yes, I remember that.
Fuck. Of course I was at home with the wife and kids.
It's weird.
God, I just happened to have taken my daughter, my little Natty. Oh,
Pizza Express.
Pizza Express.
It's so weird. It's weird. I oddly... Listen...
Oh, is this the full thing?
Schwitzing and sweating all over an underage girl. I have no recollection of that. However, Pizza Express. Oh, oddly, I remember that.
Sweating over my daughter's girlfriend.
Yes. Had an overdose of adrenaline during that time.
An overdose of an erection?
Never had pepperoni that spicy. And I recall that specific moment.
The hot cocoa.
Because I had preferred that I would be with an underage woman, but instead I was stuck with my family.
Pizza Express.
Right. All right, let me see if I can go to these directly so I don't waste all of
them. Full of shit.
It's amazing. Amazing, right?
Full of shit, man.
Listen to him trying to explain that Epstein's not a friend.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get to that. Let's see if this fucking shit works. And
take the mute. There you go.
Thank you, thank you. Let me start over. Let me start over with this.
Can you send it like that with all those points?
Can I send it like
that? Yeah, email it. Send a link.
No, I cannot. Oh, I don't know. Maybe. No, because they have to have the same bookmark.
Quite often... If I was in the United States and doing things, and if he wasn't there, he would say, well, why don't you come and use my houses? So I said, that's very kind. Thank you very much indeed. But it would be a considerable stretch to say that he was a very, very close friend. But he had the most extraordinary ability to bring... extraordinary people together.
Yeah. He almost caught himself.
Young
he brought in the best young meat.
Yeah, you want to say he got this extraordinary talent for bringing bitches. Young bitches. Now, that would be cool if he just dropped the mic and was just like, this motherfucker had me in a twist, man.
Yeah.
You know?
An extraordinary ability. Now, it would be a stretch.
I'm pissed off this guy's gone because that guy kept a steady ass. I ain't had ass like that. Epstein ass? I ain't had no ass.
It would be a stretch.
And that's the bit that I remember is going to the dinner parties.
Dude, this is how British mafia answers questions.
Yeah,
right? They try to keep it cool, very polite. You know, extraordinarily, that was a bit that I remember. It was a stretch at the Pizza Express.
You would meet academics, politicians, people from the United Nations. I mean, it was a...
All of those guys like the underage girls.
It was a cosmopolitan group of what I would describe as...
pedophiles.
As right. U.S. Eminence.
Was that his appeal then? Was that what you... Because you were perceived by the public as being the party prince. Was that something you shared?
I think that's also a bit of a stretch.
That is a stretch.
Oh, that is a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch. The party prince? How dare you? I'm some of royal, for Christ's sake.
I don't know why I've collected that title, because I don't... I never have really parted.
Not like Rick James.
I was single for quite a long time, in the early 80s.
I stayed at Schwartz's house where he was bringing over porno chicks.
But then after I got married, I was very happy. And I've never really felt the need to go and party.
Party.
Do you believe that at all, Steve? Do you believe that at all?
No.
I never really had the need to go and party. Good Lord.
He's lying, dog.
He doesn't. He won't stand for baloney.
You stayed with him, you were a visitor, a guest on many occasions at his homes, and nothing struck you as suspicious?
Nothing.
During that whole time?
Nothing. That is denied.
That's
everything.
A real lie, right? That's when you're talking to the cops and they're like,
nope.
You sure?
Nope.
You don't know?
Nope.
Just for the record, you've been on his private plane?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You've been to stay on his private island?
Yes.
You've stayed at his home in Palm Beach.
Yes.
You've visited Ghislaine Maxwell's house in Belgravia in London.
Yes.
It's a good friend. Now he's saying he's not a good friend.
Right.
Wait, stop right there a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't see my good friends that often. But
brother, like, you're staying in my home here. You're staying in our home there. You frequent this home a lot.
You've been on my jet.
And this guy's still trying to be like, it'd be a stretch to say that we were good friends.
It's a bit of a stretch. And listen,
this is the prince, bro. Like,
right. How
many days of a year does he even have to spare? Right? That he can give fucking 5 dates off to Epstein.
How many?
Like his business partners. Right or wrong?
It was straight up, bro.
There's no way, dude.
I was at Pizza Express, not the Lolita Express.
So, in 2006, in May, an arrest warrant was issued for Epstein for sexual assault.
Look at him. Look at this. Like masterpiece theater, right? He's like, I better do a British thing. And
he's like, where was I on
chin?
The set? Let me make sure I wasn't saying.
Indubitably, man.
Laying on top of some kid on that day, too. Yeah.
Now,
of a minor.
Yes.
In July, he was invited to Windsor Castle to your daughter,
to
Princess Beatrice's 18th birthday.
Oh, shit, you motherfucker.
Because I was asking Ghislaine.
What?
But even so, at the time, I don't think...
Wait, stop.
Yeah.
When somebody is answering a question and they throw out a question to themselves...
Right.
That kind of like, I just confused myself. Like, have you ever seen that happen?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Right now.
I do that when my wife's asking me questions. I'm like, where? What is my name? Oh, let me tell you my name.
Right. And you're like... What do I mean?
Oh, what did you
say? Like
you
type thing, right?
Yeah,
when people start, dog, that's never happened to me when I'm telling
Wait,
the truth.
Go back and that replay that one again. Is it they were basically saying you invited him to your daughter's 18-year-old birthday after he had been already charged?
Yeah. Oh, I was not invited.
No, he didn't show up. Why? Well, it was her 18th birthday.
He wasn't
too excited about it.
Princess Beatrice's 18th birthday. Why would you do that?
Because I was asking Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
But even so, at the time, I don't think I...
Like, it strikes him odd why he did that.
I don't think I...
See, he didn't even trust his own judgment on it. He's like,
when the invitation was issued, what was going on in the United States? And I wasn't aware until the media picked up on it, because he never said anything about it.
He never discussed with you the
never
fact
discussed
that,
it.
That an arrest warrant had been issued? No. So he came to...
No, you can hear...
Knowing police were investigating him.
Well, I'm not quite sure. Was it police that were... I don't know. You see, this is the problem.
It was the Palm Beach police at the time.
But, I mean, I'm afraid... You see, this is the problem.
It's
an
big
awful
problem.
Lot of this was going on in the United States, and I wasn't a party to it, and I knew nothing about it.
In 2008, he was convicted of soliciting and procuring a minor for prostitution. He was jailed. This was your friend. How did you feel about it?
Well, I ceased contact with him after I was aware that he was under investigation, and that was later.
All right, let me take you to, and this will be the last of it, because I think, I don't know how engaged our audience is going to be. I'm fascinated, but I love hearing you say all that shit, bro.
He's full of shit, though, bro.
Now, listen to him trying to...
He ain't good for shit.
Okay, so let's go to this. Everybody knows that there's a picture of this prince. It... Epstein's house with his arm around the underage chick that's accusing him of the shit.
He don't even remember that, you're going to say. They made it up.
Wait, that's the chick who's
yes,
got him?
Yes,
in the way that has been suggested. When I go out in London, I wear a suit and a tie.
Let's see if I can
do it, so therefore...
Is it possible that you met Virginia Roberts, dined with her, danced with her in Tramp, had sex with her on another date?
No.
Now what's this
picture
we have?
Do you remember meeting her at all?
No.
Do you know you didn't meet her, or do you just not remember meeting her?
No, I have. I don't know if I've met her. But no, I have no recollection of meeting her.
Because she was very specific. She described the dance that you had together in Tramp. She described meeting you. She was a 17-year-old girl meeting a senior member of the royal family.
That's real, bro.
Never happened.
Nope.
She provided a photo of the two of you together.
Yes.
Your arm was around her waist.
Yes.
You've seen the photo.
I've seen the photograph.
How do you explain that?
I can't.
Denied.
He can't explain it, right? And you're almost kind of like, well, maybe he's at least being honest. Maybe he was on fucking poppers and coke at that time and he doesn't remember. He's like, I can't explain it. I mean, can you explain it?
I was
it?
Having an overdose of adrenaline.
Right, I can't explain it. I've seen it too. It's just shocking me too. I was shocked.
It made me sweat.
Watch this.
I have absolutely no memory of that photograph ever being taken.
Do you recognise yourself in the photo?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult not to recognise yourself.
Your friend suggested that the photo is fake.
Don't do it.
I think it's from the investigations that we've done, you can't prove whether or not that photograph
is real.
Is faked or not, because it is a photograph of a photograph of a photograph.
I mean, that's why he did this. That's why he did this. Look. First, and I'm sure, listen.
He didn't just deny it. He went about it that way. He scaled it back the other direction.
And
leaves it to you.
She's like, look, we want to do a good fucking interview with you. We want to get down to the facts. Okay, but when we get to the photograph, you can ask me anything you want, but you got to start it off with my friend said it might be rigged.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't sound like it's coming from me.
Right.
It's not on me, right?
So it's very difficult to be able to prove it, but I don't remember that photograph ever being taken.
But it's possible that it was you with your arm around.
That's me, but whether that's my hand or whether that's the position, I have simply no recollection.
It's funny
of a photograph ever being taken.
He doesn't stutter at all, except when he's answering a certain question, he stutters each time. But the rest of this whole thing, he doesn't have a problem speaking.
Right.
The world has now seen the photo that Virginia Roberts provided, taken by Epstein, we understand, in Ghislaine Maxwell's house.
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, it's another problem.
Let me tell you the problem.
Lots of problems with all this evidence. Let me tell you, I got a problem. We're going to start with the first one is this. And then I'm going to work through all these problems that you're presenting me. You're not presenting any type of evidence.
Fact,
these
right?
are simply problems that need solving and explanations. But you brought nothing real. These are all problems.
Super problems.
Well, let me say the problem.
But I'm not going to talk to the FBI about these problems.
Yeah, I've never seen Epstein with a camera in my life.
Think about this. He just got done saying it's a stretch that we're friends, but I've been everywhere he's got. And I know him well enough to know he doesn't use a camera, but we're not friends. That bit's a little troubling.
And I can remember if I ever saw the camera, but I can't remember if I have my arm around this girl in this
photo. Listen, there's no doubt that's me on this side. But
yeah,
that's
where he blew it.
Is that where my hand is?
Is that my hand?
Come on, dude.
I think it was Virginia Roberts' camera. She said a little Kodak one that she lent to Epstein. He took a photo. And your arm is round her waist.
I don't remember that photograph ever being taken. I don't remember going upstairs in the house because that photograph is taken
upstairs.
Because
I was on Molly. It was not too much Molly. I don't remember.
I'm not entirely convinced that. I mean, that is what I would describe as me in that picture. But we can't be certain
We can't.
Whether or not that's my hand on her.
Ah, dude, man. His left, these left people, side. Man.
You think that...
Full of shit. I it's embarrassing, no bro. What network put this on? BBC.
So why would somebody have put in another hand? You think it is you next hand to her in the photo?
How about this whole thing? Oh, it's rigged.
Me? I mean, that's a picture of me. It's not a picture of... I don't believe it's a picture of me in London. Because when I go out to... When I go out in London...
Oh, only where?
I wear a suit and a tie. That's what I would describe as those are my traveling clothes if I'm going to go... If I'm
traveling
going
clothes.
So
what?
I've got to...
Listen, when I...
What?
Go, when
only, I, only royals man. Talk like that, bro.
I have traveling clothes. Fucking weirdo, man. Fuck this piece of shit. Man, I'm disgusted, dude, with all these fucking people, man.
Yeah, well, so listen. Pigs. I mean, it's amazing. So this is what I'm saying. Someone's either putting a squeeze on him and the royals, right?
Why haven't the royal family been eliminated and their why haven't they been removed and their money dispersed throughout the country? Why is there still a fucking these fucking people over there?
That's a goddamn good
this
question.
It's way too old for any fucking to be running on any type of program like that.
Well,
man.
I'm going to tell you. I actually think part of the reason is that they're rich. So, in a post-industrial society and all that stuff, wealth is the thing. So, if you're already rich, and these guys, the Brit, listen, do you know how many royals still exist? Italian, Spanish. There's still a Spanish king and queen. There's these royals, and then you got all those weird Dutch fucks that walk around in fucking Luxembourg and all that shit. Mm. So, I think we might be, I think they've been laying, this sounds crazy, but let me ask.
Luxembourg ain't no world power, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it might be from a finance standpoint, brother.
But you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. But let me ask you this. If you, let's say you were the king of Spain. Now, that's an old world power, right? And then these democratic revolutions come hot off the heels of France. 1700s, the Enlightenment. And you got to think at that time, the Masons and all that shit was actually really a fucking bunch of group of people that were sick and tired of having inefficient bureaucracies and shit because you got all these fucking chowder fucks like this guy, right? Fucking yeah. Egg dick shaped face guy running
yeah.
things, right?
Yeah.
So then they, in France.
Egg dick face shape, yeah.
And in France, they fucking behead Louis or whoever the fuck it is, right?
Good.
Okay. All of a sudden, democratic reforms take off. And they want to get rid of the rulers.
Yes.
Okay. England, Spain, even Japan, even China. How would you, if you were at the top like that, how would you try to hold on to what you got when you don't have the army anymore? How would you do it?
All right. Yeah, I get that.
You fucking rope-a-dope for however long it takes. Some of these fucking exiles that are royals are living in Monaco. And they still own the land that they got. I mean, don't fucking get it twisted. Right? Rent. All that shit's still coming in. And if I was them, if it was me, I'd be waiting for this democracy shit to kind of like burn out. Just like in Rome. Rome, they had a democracy. They had the five kings, and then the people overthrew, and then you had democracy. At some point in its development, Rome's democracy was not working. The senators were too corrupt and eventually became a royalty again under Julius Caesar and then Augustus Caesar. All of these royals are well-versed in the history of Western Europe. So what are the chances that you don't bide your time until democracy a la Trump loses its luster all around the world and royalty is brought back into a little bit more of the forefront? Mm. That's why they haven't been gotten rid of. That's why they haven't been gotten rid of, my friend. They could have. And then they're rich and you forget about it. And then by the time film and television start talking about Princess Grace and you start laughing about this and you have the Inquirer blown smoke up Harry and Meghan's ass. They're still royals. Sean, I've just laid that all out. What do you think about what I'm saying? What is your, do you think I'm crazy to think that way? What do you think?
I think also like people love the Queen in England.
Not when not when Diana was there. Remember that?
Yeah.
They didn't. Remember that?
I like Diana.
They didn't like Diana.
They still adore Diana more than the Queen, really.
They did.
Was cool, though. They were upset at the House of Windsor because somehow Diana wasn't allowed to be the beautiful princess she was. Mm. And eventually she was killed. And the Queen didn't go out and pay her respects.
Yep.
Remember how much bad shit she got after
that? The whole movie about
really?
It.
And there
You
are.
Seen the Queen?
No.
To me, that was rehabilitation for the royal family.
I agree.
Right? I mean, it was a real, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
But it's a real puff piece because it shows Elizabeth and all of her.
Working with Tony Blair.
Right. Yeah. And then also fixing her Jeep, right? Because she knows vehicles. She's one of us. You know, what was she going through during this whole thing? You come out of it and you really like the Queen. You're like, well, that's a tough old brat. So there is constant, because there's also anti-royalists in England and in all these countries, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a constant threat of the firm, which is how the British royals refer to the family. Prince Philip referred to it as the firm. And there's always a question. Imagine if in The Godfather, think about it this way. Imagine if in The Godfather, Michael Corleone became the president.
That's what his dad wanted for him.
That's what his dad wanted for him. A legitimate power. Once you're in that position, you're running shit. Not only do you have the muscle underneath the table, but now you can play game on top of the table. And so I think royals are essentially warlords who got encrusted in or become part of the establishment. Now their whole thing is maintaining it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's crazy to say royals around the world saw what was going on, just being a democracy? Maybe at the time they weren't quite sure how to handle it. Let's cede some control to the people because fuck it.
Right.
Well, we don't want to get in your way. We don't want to be toppled over. And then when it starts getting corrupt enough and democracy starts losing its luster, we'll reassert ourselves as great elite minds.
Oh,
that ship has sailed, bro. Really?
You think so?
For sure. I don't think that they'll ever be, especially in a country as forward as the UK, England, whatever. They're not going to be able to reinsert themselves as elevated minds.
Well, let me tell you something. Number one, they voted for Boris. So how forward is that? And they caught themselves out of Brexit. They have their own. Is there anybody that? Hold on. Is there anybody that isn't weirded out by the fact that there's a Trump in every country right now?
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm absolutely weirded out by it.
Right. So before you go into like, no way. Now, listen, the way Augustus Caesar seized control from a republic, which is what we're talking about right now. Slow reforms, not in the forefront, slow reforms from behind the scenes and slowly having laws passed that eradicate the power of the representatives, keeping them in place in name, but completely eroding what they can control. That's eventually led to however how many hundred years of emperors. And it's only a certain amount. It's like 100 years after that everybody's like, fuck it. I mean, let's let these people run it. And as long as we get paid and we get our fucking bread and wine, if enough Americans can get behind a guy like Trump, what makes you think that it's not possible for enough chowderhead Brits? And believe me, there's plenty of fucking redneck Brits.
Oh, the whole north of fucking England, bro, is like that.
Hey, watch it. Scottish and Irish. Hey, watch it.
The north of England, not the UK, bro.
All right. Thank you. All right.
I know what I was saying.
Enough said. Thank you. Okay. All right. Please. But anyway, why does that? Why are you laughing?
Yeah,
just the whole thing. Come on. It's great,
right?
This cocksucker up here, man.
I just thought it was great because this is a British criminal who's been given a license to fuck with people.
Yeah,
right. He's a made man.
Yeah,
and I wanted to get your reaction to him being questioned and his lies, which are
fucking liar,
obvious lies,
obvious man, and then the whole world's just this guy's full of shit, man.
Nobody knows if that photograph. I would like to know. Even me. Was that my hand or not? I don't know.
He's still not going to get touched.
Well, it's interesting. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. I say she gives up some people. Or let me put it like this. I do not see this woman serving the sentence that they give her.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
I agree with that. I think it's a shame, though, because there's a lot of innocent women.
Shame,
that...
I agree with you. Yes, we all
right,
know
no,
that.
No, no.
Right, right, yeah.
But we should...
I bet you're going to get out the back. Like he said, there's going to be a... There's either she's going to wind up dead, out on some technicality, or some shit like that.
Right. I honestly feel enraged for...
Or she'll tell and get out of it.
I feel enraged for the people that... Lives were fucked up by all this bullshit.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
And nobody... Right? Go ahead.
No, that's... I mean, I'm just saying, that's... I think about that, and I'm like, it's not okay. Like, on some level, we have to... We got to change something.
When a scumbag this big is exposed, and you start seeing our presidents and everybody
running
in the car with them.
Yep.
And leaders of... Auntie, that right there lets you know a little peek of what time it is. They can do all this shit they want.
Yep.
The cat's already out of the bag, man. These kid people can explain all they want. You can see it all, man. These people were in cahoots. And there's...
Cahoots.
Cahoots. And there's sad to say that there's a lot of motherfuckers that sit in powerful places with a lot of money that are into some scumbag shit, and they got enough money to stay out of the mix.
Well, there's the top 1% and everybody else.
Listen,
they play a different rule.
I think that they're playing by some of those rules, these guys.
There are no rules.
Listen, let me tell you something. In a different age, if this shit would have come out, this guy would have been toast.
Yeah.
But now the media age that we're in, it's kind of like, well, did he, didn't he, well, I don't know, well, he's a
all they have, yeah, all they have to do is put doubt in everything he does and everything he's done in that interview. All it does is put that little bit of doubt that there's enough for enough people to fucking buy it.
And I love this, like, bullshit that they always come up with big cases where certain files have been sealed.
Right.
Certain, I mean... That shit never happens in the cases that I'm involved with.
Oh, they don't
when
seal
they
shit.
When they file for discovery, they know who you were fucking, what, they know it all, bro.
They got a database.
I didn't get no privy of any, like, parts of my crimes or case or anything that were sealed and can't be opened or people couldn't see.
Right.
They were able to see all my shit. But somehow in some of these cases that are high profile, all of a sudden, there's these certain things set up that protect these other things, and you can't get to them, and we don't get to know. Bullshit, bro.
Because the house of cards will fall if you were really to pull all those. The entire thing would come down, and the people might really get fucking pissed. So one-off, bad apple, and that's how power stays in control. Pretend it's one bad apple.
Well, Chumahan.
It's heavy, man. It's real deep if you think about it.
Listen, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out today to Ali showing up.
Yeah.
Putting it down, not having to be told anything about his business. Thank you, Ali.
Ali.
John, so much work you do, bro. You do all this stuff that a lot of people don't see, man. It's a lot of time sensitive publishing and this and getting that. And like, Just like Ali, a lot goes on, bro, behind the scenes. But with you, man, you've been doing it. And you never make a gripe about it. And thank you for doing just an amazing job. As always, Blue Eyes.
Right.
Right on.
Schwartz, good week this week.
Right.
We're working together. Me and you are working on being more organized.
Yeah.
And, right?
No, we are.
Me and you,
yeah,
we're
I'm
working
with it, man.
On trying to get more organized and get shit lined up. But you're doing good this week.
Yeah.
And Juman, I thank you, man. This show, I could not, would not, and it just wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you as my partner, man. The smartest guy I know.
Thank
you. Fucking talented in every aspect. I trust you 1,000%, and you make this thing worthwhile in doing. So thank you, partner.
And let me just say from all of us a huge thank you to Steve, Big Lux, Luciano, because this whole thing doesn't exist if you didn't exist.
Thank you, brother.
So... That's a very big thank you to you.
www.supermaxhardware.com. Check us out. Shout out to my beautiful daughter, Sophia, my handsome, loving, amazing son, Vincent, and my grandson, Michael. I love you guys.
www.hardluckshow.com. Check out that LA Crime mixtape and Art of War.
Art of War.
Purchase the Art of War.
Chumon's going to paint his nails.
Audio book.
That is happening. We're getting closer and closer to getting my nails
painted. Adios, amigos.
Round one.
From the Hard Luck Show.
What do you got to say? What do you got to say? What do you got to say, man? what do you got to say, bro?
Smitty is fucked up, bro.
What do you got to say, bro?
Smitty is fucked up, bro. Oh, bro, he shit on himself.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.